The trio Soul Live is on a mission to bring jazz back to the dance floor by mixing it up with soul, funk, and hip-hop. And judging from their latest release, they seem to be on track. The band consists of Eric Krasnow on guitar and brothers Aaron Evans on the drums and Neil Evans on the B3 Hammond organ. On their latest CD, Breakout, the trio focuses on beat-driven songs with the help of a sizzling horn section and guest appearances from several established vocalists, including Corey Glover, Ivan Neville, Chaka Khan, and Reggie Watts. Moving slowly in the shadows with your love. What can you do when he's got his arms around you in the corner? And though Soul Live is a relatively young band, the oldest member is in his early 30s, they cook up old-school grooves that harken back to Stevie Wonder, James Brown, or Sly and the Family Stone. The trio, Eric, Aaron, and Neil, sat down with us recently to talk about their work and the difference between music that's got a funky feel as opposed to straight-up down-home funk. Eric says it's all in the beat.
It's got to have that the backbeat, the funk backbeat and syncopation and that feel. It's all about the feel of what you're hearing, you know.
Yeah, this is Neil. Funk in itself, yeah, I would say it just has a deep groove backbeat to it. Makes your neck snap.
Is it almost like the beat has to stay almost in sort of a constant motion? It feels almost like a train.
This is Al. That definitely helps. I mean, when I was driving down here, I was listening to some James Brown. And, I mean, the bass line, you know, and on this particular record I was listening to, there weren't too many changes. You know, they were just hanging on the one, you know. Drums were, you know, keeping the groove. Bass was keeping the groove. It just keeps going, you know, just hitting the one, you know. And then that definitely helps. That definitely helps.
We hear Ivan Neville there on the vocals, and the organ really seems to drive that song.
Yeah, it was a cool song. That's your tune, right?
Yeah, Chris? Yeah. And that one came. This is Eric. That one. I just kind of had the groove for that song and, like, the bass line and whatever. And when Ivan came in, I played him that track, and he just started singing. And actually, Alan, you came up with the Take It Easy part, right? Alan just starts singing, Take It Easy. And Ivan started doing his little rapping part to it. And, like, literally it came together in about 20 minutes. And because I just had the track, and I was like, it could really use some sort of vocal to it because it was just kind of a groove, you know? Ivan got into the vocal booth, and then we all went out into the room and put a mic up and started vibing out. We had about 20 people or so in there going, Take It Easy. There's a bunch of people hanging out, so that one kind of came together as a little improv session. It was cool.
You know, usually in those songs, you talk about James Brown and George Clinton and Parliament and the Funkadelic. It's usually the bass that drives the downbeat. In your case, the trio doesn't include a bass player. So how do you keep that going?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well,
that's me,
Neil.
Neil's
the bass player.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So are you actually talking about playing a bass guitar, or actually using your keyboards to hit?
I play key bass with my left hand.
Right.
So tell me how. Walk me through a song and tell me how, where, and how I would hear that.
On Take It Easy, for example, like you were talking about the organ, but the bass line that's going on is simultaneously going on with the organ. One is being played in my right hand, and the bass line is being played in the left hand. And a lot of times people at shows are looking for, like, where's the bass player? on stage, if they don't know us, and they'll look at Kraz and they're like, I know that's a guitar.
Right.
But he's not playing bass right now because he's soloing. So one thing I've been trying to do for years and I'm still searching is to actually get a sound that sounds exactly like the bass. I'm trying to fool people out there. I don't want anyone to go away from a show thinking, there should have been a bass player. And it's great because I have tons of friends that are incredible, absolutely incredible bass players. And when they're on stage bugging out to what I do and what I'm trying to do, it's a good feeling.
Neil, you wrote the song that Shaka performs on. It's called Back Again. Did you write that with her in mind?
No, not originally. The song was actually written probably a couple years before that. It was one of those things. It kind of sat till it was the right time for it to come to fruition. And it was Shaka. You know, it just made perfect sense. We were like, that's the tune. Like, that's the one that Shaka sang on.
And boy, does she sing.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
What are your live shows like? Take me inside that room.
You know, they're definitely sweaty. And a lot of energy. We come out, we're not afraid to come out raging, you know. We come out and we give it to you, you know what I mean? And then we have, you know, contours to the show where we break it down, we play a ballad, and we try to, like, give you, you know, all we've got in a nutshell, you know what I mean? And it's structured, but at the same time, there's a lot of room for it to go certain places, and it really depends on the room and the vibe of what's going on, and we may write a set list and completely change it when we get on stage and see what the people are into and see what the crowd's like.
Alan, Neil, Eric, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Neil Evans, Alan Evans, and Eric Krasnos, members of the group Soul Live.